Hi, friends. Welcome to the Get Off Your Affirmation podcast. I'm Leona Evans, and I'm here today, as always, with my son and co-host, Matthew J. Evans.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Well, I'm really excited about our conversation today because it aligns itself with the time of the year, which is Thanksgiving. But the subject matter is much more universal than just a particular time of the year. And it's a really, really powerful topic, whether we're in the season or not. Gratitude, for me, is something that's always been taken for granted as something very pleasant or something polite or something that you do after you receive some good or some gift from someone else. But gratitude is much more powerful than that.
It is. Gratitude is a state of being. And there are so many great teachers from around the world who talk about being grateful, being in a state of gratitude, isn't even necessarily about taking account of everything that you have or that you don't have, or it's just about being grateful, having gratitude for being alive, being present, taking a breath and exhaling, being grateful for what some might think of as simple things or basic things, but when we're actually able to be ecstatically grateful for something like that, that's a real discipline and a real accomplishment.
It's really, really hard to express or feel or understand the concept of gratitude for others if we don't feel gratitude for ourselves.
Right. When we're in a bad mood, it can be impossible to express any kind of gratitude.
Yes, and I think we need to take a look at that before we start talking about the nature and the whole concept of gratitude. When we hold ourselves to impossible standards, when we have a way of thinking that causes us to feel down on ourselves, when we dismiss our accomplishments or we take them for granted and we focus on our flaws, it's really very difficult to evaluate someone else by any other standard. We don't cut ourselves any slack, and so we don't cut other people any slack. We look for the flaws. We hold ourselves to a higher standard. We become insecure. And when we're insecure, one of the ways we express that is by being dissatisfied with ourselves and others. It's a type of confirmation bias that's more prevalent than many of us think.
Right. If we hold certain beliefs, we will see evidence of those beliefs everywhere we look. We can be overly sensitive to feedback. And generally speaking, everything we see will be colored by those beliefs.
Exactly. And in New Thought, another way of saying confirmation bias is saying thoughts held in mind produce after their kind.
The law of attraction.
Yes. If I see a situation in myself that I don't like, and I see someone else out there in the world behaving the same way that I won't allow for myself, then it is certainly the opposite of gratitude. It's a feeling of lack. And the more lack we see, the more lack we feel within ourselves, the less likely it is for us to feel gratitude or to feel prospered in any way. It becomes a habitual sense of not having enough. And it almost doesn't matter to that aspect of our consciousness what area of life it's in. We will feel a perpetual sense of lack and will not, very simply put, be in the mood to be grateful for anything we do or anything other people do.
Right. When I'm down on myself, it's very hard to be supportive of anybody around me, that's for sure.
And not only is it very hard, but we're not seeing the deeper reality. We're in a habit, that confirmation bias, of looking for the flaws in everything. Now, there is a time when we look at flaws, and that's a very good idea, and that's when we're preparing our income tax or when we're trying to balance our checkbook. This is a time when we look for mistakes and we look for flaws because that will help us arrive at a flawless conclusion. But in life, we're not looking for flawlessness. We're looking for a holistic experience, an understanding that we're more than the things that we do, that we can even look at mistakes we made as a wonderful opportunity to do something else, to not make that mistake again, to be grateful for the opportunity to have another chance at it. It's a whole lifestyle that is based in prosperity and not in lack. Now, I believe that one of the primary needs and desires of all people is to be seen and acknowledged for who we are, to be honored, to be recognized, to be appreciated for not only what we do, but who we are as individuals. And I believe without a doubt that genuine gratitude is the foundation of all of our prosperity teachings. When we have a heart full of gratitude, we become able to see the beauty and the possibilities within us and all around us, and we are not addicted to the praise of others. We're not addicted to it. We appreciate it, and we're open to it. But once we start becoming addicted to it, that's another sign of lack. And gratitude isn't about lack. It's spontaneous. It's open. It's holistic. It's wise. It's compassionate. And it is the foundation of every prosperity teaching that we have. When we behave from a consciousness of gratitude, we're able to see the light in the darkness.
So we have some quotes about gratitude that we hope will be very thought-provoking and inspiring. This first one is, feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. That's by William Arthur Ward.
I think that is a very, very important quote. How many times in my life have I worked with or had the opportunity to see greatness in the performing arts or in the ministry, and somehow felt that the people didn't need to hear my praise or my feelings of gratitude, that they knew that they were terrific and it would be superfluous for me to share my opinion. Many, many years ago, I had an experience, and excuse me for name dropping here, with the incredible Ella Fitzgerald, whom I was able to book for a charity function for the Heart Fund. Well, obviously, she was fantastic.
Of course.
She was amazing. And not only that, but during her scatting, she was able to, and I'd seen her do this in different circumstances, make up, compose song lyrics about the function that she was working
for.
Oh,
man, that's amazing.
Yeah, and she did this whole thing about the Heart Fund and where she was and what our organization was, and it was just so dynamic. It was such a loving thing to do. And yet, I was tongue-tied in terms of escorting her off the stage afterwards, because I thought, well, she knows who she is and what she did. I don't have to tell her that. When suddenly, and totally unexpectedly for me, she turned to me and said, was that all right? And
wow.
I've heard later, as a matter of fact, there's a biography out about her now where it quotes other people as saying that she expressed that same thing to them. And it was so unexpected for me that my response was, yes, of course. It was amazing. It was wonderful. It was terrific. I mean, I was just so floored that she could have benefited from my gratitude. And this quote by William Arthur Ward, feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. I couldn't agree with it more. I learned a lot from that. Now, there are maybe one or two people in my life now who think I express too much gratitude. And yes, I know that I have a tendency to overexpress.
You can be a bit effusive on occasion.
I know. And yet when I'm doing it, it's so real and so true. I'm not trying to make anything happen or flatter anybody. It's just an outpouring that seems a bit unusual to a few people. And yet, I question that. Is it? Is it really too much? Or do many of us have a problem receiving praise?
Yeah, I think that is true. And I also think, like this quote is showing, the gratitude is a two-step process, that it is about feeling the gratitude. Like you were saying, you were so grateful for Ella Fitzgerald to do the function, to do such an amazing job. But just feeling it within yourself is not, it's not quite the whole performance. You know, you have to, you have to actually go out and then tell her, oh, you were amazing. Oh, you did such a fan. Thank you so much for doing it. You know, we don't think about that. And sometimes we're shy about it. You know, like you were saying, you were tongue tied, but other times it is an assumption that, oh, they know. And like you also said, if we ourselves are an ungrateful receiver of that kind of gratitude, if we can't take compliments or can't take good feedback, then we'll probably also be hesitant about giving them as well.
Yes, that's very true. Anytime we feel embarrassed about taking feedback, that's a sense of lack. That's a sense of lack that is different from a consciousness of gratitude. And I think it's something we need to look at within ourselves. It's a very common trait. It's part of the human condition. And it speaks to our lack of genuine self-esteem. Genuine self-esteem is a feeling that we're worth something in life. We're worth something to life. Genuine self-esteem is a gift that's already been given us by the universe itself. And when we don't recognize that, we don't feel that we live in a world that's safe or sincere. How many times have I thought to myself when I've criticized my own performances that people are saying nice things to me just to be kind? Until one day someone said, "Do you refuse to honor my judgment?"
Right.
Are you saying not only that I'm insincere, but that I don't have good taste?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, your performance was so good. Oh, no, it wasn't. Oh, so you think I'm wrong? So you think I like bad performances? I had a good time here. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
And it all is dependent, as you said before, on the mood that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about genuine gratitude, a consciousness of gratitude. And in order to move from the place we are now, a narrow, constricted understanding of who we are and what the universe is and how we respond to life, we need to be very careful to observe ourselves in the act, to understand more about the principles that we teach, the spiritual principles that we espouse. In other words, if I'm created in love, then that's a reason to be grateful without having a specific idea to attach it to.
Mm-hmm.
I am grateful because I was made in love and I am enough. That's a very popular phrase. I am enough. As a matter of fact, you're acting teacher and our friend Amy Linden has a business that promotes t-shirts and sweatshirts and mugs and all kinds of wearing apparel that says a version of I am enough, just to remind us, because as an acting coach, her business is fraught with insecurities. And of course, being a witness to so many of your sessions with her, which are so powerful, she continues to remind people to act as though They knew that they had what it took.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a place of gratitude, not, gee, I'm so glad I'm better than other people. That's not gratitude. That's egocentric. That is not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a sense of thankfulness mixed with humility that allows us to say, I am enough. I can do great things. Therefore, if I let go of this fear of failure and or fear of success, whatever it is that's so prevalent, I will find that very simply, I am enough, and I will be excited to go out there and share it. I will be open to feedback. I will be open to feeling a sense of benevolence in this environment. I won't feel hostile or feel that people are against me. Gratitude is simply gratitude for what is and our ability to rise to the occasion. It's so powerful.
Here's the next quote. No one who achieves success does so without acknowledging the help of others. The wise and confident acknowledge this help with gratitude. That's by Alfred North Whitehead. This is an important one because the ability to accept help is often a huge block. I know I struggle with that sometimes. No, I gotta do it myself. I gotta figure it out. I gotta do it my own way or whatever. All kinds of lines like that. But it takes a lot of discipline, like I said before, and a lot of self-knowledge to say, I need help. I'm got someone here who can help me, and I'm going to accept it with gratitude.
That is incredibly important. And the one thing that I remember being so impressed with the first time I was witness to a Kwanzaa celebration, and that is at the beginning of the ceremony, there is an acknowledgement of the ancestors, a recognition that we are who we are and where we are today because they were, because they existed, because they opened doors, because they were willing to pioneer areas of life that we didn't have to. And so it's so wonderful and so beautiful to be able to take a look around and see how many people, those living or those who have passed on, who have contributed to every bit of success we have. We can never do it alone, never. And the idea of being grateful that there were those who went before us that were so powerful in blessing us with so many gifts that we usually are not aware of or that we don't think about. And so saying thank you in that way and bringing it into our daily time of meditation or our sacred experiences, this is really important. This gratitude just opens us up and causes us to feel embraced by life itself.
Yes, and that leads perfectly to this next quote, which is by someone that you've quoted from a lot over the years, Meister Eckhart, and he says, if the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough.
It is one of my favorite quotes. Meister Eckhart lived in the 12th century. He was a mystic. He was a theologian, a philosopher. And basically, he shared his idea of affirmative prayer, which is what we support in New Thought. We believe that when we say thank you to the universe, we are claiming that what we want is something we already have. Let me read the Meister Eckhart quote again. If the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough. Thank you rather than, oh God, I beg of you, please. Thank you instead of beseeching, please give me the strength, give me the faith, give me the resources, give me what I don't have. This is, as we would say in New Thought, another affirmation of lack, because the living spirit of truth, the presence of God within us, the divine I am, has already implanted within us all that we could ever want. And so we need to say thank you if we have failed to recognize or have forgotten that all of these abilities are already within us. When we say thank you and we express gratitude for those gifts, that opens a way for us to use them. When we're begging for something we don't have, it can be sitting right in front of us and we won't recognize it. Again, gratitude is a state of consciousness. It's a state of mind that enables us to see prosperity where we once saw lack. So I love this affirmation by Meister Eckhart because it speaks to the value of all life, and it speaks to the spirit of truth, the universe itself, the divine intelligence and unconditional love itself that is the basis of who we are. And when we give thanks for that, we feel stronger, we feel safer, we feel more loving and more lovable, and we are able to experience life from fullness rather than lack.
This next quote, gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. That's by Melody Beatty.
Yes, it is. And she is a wonderful teacher of New Thought principles. And that is a concise way of making the point that we have been working with during this entire episode. Gratitude unlocks, as she says, the fullness of life. Everything becomes sweeter. Everything becomes more grand. Everything becomes more valuable when we appreciate it and when we give thanks for it. And so I love the idea of turning a meal into a feast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a meal is a very subjective thing. I know that in many traditions, it's important to bless a meal before we eat it, but often we don't. Often we forget to do that if we're eating on the run or if we're stopping at a gas station to get a sandwich for lunch. We often forget to acknowledge its importance. But when we do, when we've been at those retreats or when we've been together during a time of celebration or meditation, and we suddenly come to terms with the fact that this meal, as simple as it might be, is a gift from the earth. And it's something that will nourish us and sustain us. And just because we're too busy to remember that doesn't mean it's not true. And when we do remember it and when we do acknowledge it, it becomes the most delicious of meals.
We have one more quote by Albert Schweitzer. At times, our own light goes out and is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have ignited the flame within us. That is very true. We all have someone, probably multiple people, at different points in our lives who have been there to ignite the flame.
Absolutely. And that kind of relates to the first quote by William Arthur Ward, which says, feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. We never know when a person is hungry or in need. We couldn't possibly begin to know because, as a rule, we don't reveal those aspects of ourselves to people whom we know casually or work with, and yet we might be suffering deeply. We might just have lost our ability to keep on keeping on if what we're going for is elusive or out of reach, or we've experienced failures, or we've experienced someone who doesn't understand what our passion is about and what we're doing. Suddenly, it seems as though the light can go out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really can. Without that sense of support, without that kind of network, we can feel really lost.
And someone whom we might never have met before can say something in passing that connects with us on a visceral level, and suddenly we feel renewed, we feel warm inside, we feel regenerated. And there's no way of ever really telling that person how much their so-called random compliment meant to us.
It can really get us out of dark places.
We're finishing up this episode on Thanksgiving Day, so happy, happy Thanksgiving, Matthew.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Ma.
I am so grateful for you, truly.
I'm grateful for you too, so much.
Thank you, honey. I really appreciate it. And so to all of our wonderful listeners, I would like to say, on behalf of the Get Off Your Affirmation podcast, happy, happy Thanksgiving. And no matter what time of the day or night or what date on the calendar you might listen to this episode, the topic is always relevant. Every time we express gratitude, we have a deeper and clearer and more powerful recognition of the power of life itself to bless us and for each of us to find our own meaning in life. Let us remember, the more grateful we are, the more honest we are, the more fulfilled we are, the healthier we are, and the more loved we feel.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Get Off Your Affirmation podcast. Please get in touch with us on our Facebook page or on our website, getoffyouraffirmation.com. We really look forward to hearing from you. Have a very happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Have a wonderful week. You deserve it.